We continue our series on the collects, the opening prayers of Holy Mass during the penitential seasons, with this second Sunday of Advent. This morning we pray, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. Last week, you'll remember that we had prayed for the resolve to run forth to meet Christ. And that urgency returns in this week's prayer. As the days grow shorter and shorter in the Northern Hemisphere, the increasing darkness of the physical world around us reminds us that time is running out. The Church reminds us of eternal verities and of our ultimate need to use time wisely to work out our salvation. She also recognized that even those who are believers, who have set out on the pilgrimage of faith to the eternal Jerusalem, we can get distracted on the way. Earthly undertakings can be of all sorts, right? Preferring family or friends to God, prizing work or recreation to the worship of God, focusing our attention on this worldly things and not heavenly beatitude, allowing ourselves to become so sad and depressed by the state of a world that we already know is destined to pass away, and then pretending that we can take anything with us when we die. Even the faithful can fall into those temptations. Now, our parish has an inside joke for those of you who may have come new to the party. I am affectionately, I think, I hope, referred to as the Advent Grinch, right? Because I'm constantly calling to mind the need to just let Christmas be Christmas and let Advent be Advent. Right? I am absolutely convinced that embracing the sober and penitential character of Advent is a needed corrective to turning the season of the Nativity into a commercial worldly holiday season, right? And some people may think, okay, Father, where do you get this bee in your bonnet from? Like, where is all this coming from? The collect for today's Mass, right? May our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company. Think we have to know God in order to love him and then to serve him and thereby go to heaven. But you know, there are some people who really do think that the only thing that they have to do to go to heaven is die, right? But the early Christians saw Christianity as this initiation into a gnosis, a knowledge of divine revelation that changes our lives. Not just in this world, like the philosophy of Stoicism, but into eternity itself. In the second epistle of Peter, chapter 1, we read, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion and become partakers of the divine nature. This prayer is not a new composition or a paraphrase of an old one, and it's also not present in the extraordinary form, but it does come from the sacramentary composed in Paris around the year 750 and is attributed to Pope Gelasius from two centuries before and is itself based on earlier textual sources. Right? Remember that I said last week that we're going to hear Pope Gelasius's name a lot with these collections of prayers called sacramentaries. The stational church of the day, where the Pope traditionally gathered with the faithful of Rome to celebrate Mass, is Santa Croce in Gerusalemme, Holy Cross in Jerusalem, where many of the relics of the Passion and Crucifixion are kept. What's the connection? Well, it's a reminder that the mystery of Advent is one with the Paschal mystery, and that Christ had to become man for the purpose of suffering and dying, to free us from the bondage of sin and death. The wisdom of the cross casts its enlightening shadow over the prayer for wisdom, even in Advent. In the extraordinary form, the collect is addressed not to Jesus, but to the Father. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to prepare the ways of thine only begotten Son, that through his coming we may deserve to serve thee with purified minds. Once again, just like last week, a stir up Sunday. Right? With its image of God rousing himself up in activity and power. Last week, we prayed for the Lord to stir up his power and come. And today, we pray that he stirs up our hearts to make straight a path, a highway for God to enter, not as we want, but as God wants. Also, the prayer emphasizes God's qualifying the called by making us holy so that we serve him not just as some kind of robot or automaton, right? And certainly not as some kind of slave, but as members of his royal household. And we do that by the purification of our minds. It isn't only the will or the heart that must bend to the wisdom of God, but our minds must be aligned to the truth that comes from God. This prayer is also an anticipation of the first of those magnificent O antiphons that start on December 17th as that brief meditation before the Magnificat, Our Lady's Canticle, at evening prayer, and is also part of one of the most beloved Advent carols. In fact, we sang it as the entrance hymn last week, right? I know that you'll recognize it. O come, O wisdom from on high, that orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Wisdom shows us that crib and cross are inseparable. Even though the world, and you know this better than I do, thinks that both are foolish. Crib and cross indicate the free self-gift of God. In Bethlehem, divinity is revealed in humility. On Calvary, life is found in death. Last week, I also mentioned Thomas Cranmer. His collect for the 1549 Anglican Book of Common Prayer relates the divine wisdom to the knowledge imparted in the Scriptures, that when we read and meditate on the Word of God, it has this tremendous power to change our lives. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant us to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. The richness of the collects of just this second Sunday of Advent prepares us for the crib and the cross as vehicles for true knowledge expressed as divine wisdom to help us keep our eyes on the prize of eternity and to shun the glittering lights, all of the distractions of this dying world. We learn that wisdom from God's word. And as we revisit the story of Christmas, we must delve deeply into the events that brought about our salvation, so that by knowing them, we can see their true power unleashed on us and on the whole world.